Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 22. Our drop date is Thursday, May 28th, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Coder Pete. Guys, guess who we have on this week? I cannot believe it. This is amazing.
We are fired up. We've got Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a blast. We, you know, we've been, Quarter Peep and I scour the internet for music, and we landed on you a while ago and just loved the sound. The Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers is really kind of a southern fried blues, that southern rock sound. Amazing, multi-award winners, Josie Music Award winner, International Blues Challenge, International Singer-Songwriters Association. You guys have done it. Talk to us a little bit about the makeup of the band and where you are today.
Man, so me and the drummer, Jamie, we've been together playing in bar bands and stuff for 20 plus years. Walt, our bass player, he's technically the new guy of the band, but we all grew up together. Like, he's played in other bar bands and things around our hometown. And it's just, there was something in the water here around the 90s and early 2000s that was just everybody, you know, there was a great music scene. And then, over the years, it kind of dwindled down and we went out on the road playing with other guys and doing all this kind of thing. And, but yeah, we're kind of all right here from South Georgia. We all grew up together. JT, our keyboard player, he is actually our transplant. He's from North Georgia, and he come down. There's a small agricultural college in town, and he come down and went to college and never went back. So we snagged him up before he could go home. I was like, "You're not going anywhere, bro." So
well, and home for you guys is Tifton, Georgia. Is that correct?
There Tifton, Georgia.
South Park, Georgia. Okay,
South Central, right above the Florida line.
Fantastic. We've driven by. I've got family in Jacksonville. We can visit there often. So next
time,
we're gonna stop down and have a beverage. All right,
let's do it.
Hey, what we're excited about too, and folks, you can see those that are watching on YouTube. I've got my Flint Represent shirt on here tonight because the Vehicle City Sound podcast is based out of the Vehicle City here, Flint, Michigan. We're going to get to see you live here in a little over a month. July 7th, you're going to be coming to the Levitt Amp Flint Festival. Here in town, Levitt Amp is just an amazing organization. They sponsor music in cities around the world, and Flint happens to be one of 35 of these venues. We've got bands coming here to little old Flint from Fort Lauderdale, from Dayton, Ohio, New Orleans, and now Tifton, Georgia, because you're going to be here on July 7th. We're going to be bringing a gang out. Cannot wait to see you here.
Man, it's going to be fun. The Levitt Foundation is such a great foundation. We started with those guys probably about 3 years ago, and we've probably done five or six around the U.S., and it's always a great time. Everybody has a good time. It's just a good thing to bring music and just hang out with people. You know what I mean? Like, you might get to hear music that you've never heard before in some of these. So.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Well, and cool for us too, here in Flint. Nationally, we've kind of gotten a bad rap, and the Community First Incorporated, which is helping to put this on, has really done an awful lot to bring positive light to Flint. And when we can have somebody with the prowess and the chops that Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers have coming here, that's just an awesome thing for us. We're looking forward to this.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's funny. Like, so back in the day, me and Jamie used to tour with a country band, and we would never play the main part of Michigan. We always played the UP.
All right. So,
yeah, so it's been probably 15, 20 years, and now we actually get to play the main part of Michigan, which I do have a little bit of family tie to Flint. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah, my grandfather actually retired from General Motors in Delphi.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. And he worked at the Flint plant for a while. So my mom would come spend summers up there with him growing up. So I forgot that he was up there for
a few years. Well, and not just in July, but you're going to be coming back August 8th to the Port Sanilac Blues Festival over on the southern side of the state. So we're going to welcome you back for that, too. And I know folks are going to be wanting to come out and see you. You make sure you get a hold of us as you guys are making your plans. We'll show you a good time in Flint before that show.
That sounds good to me.
All right. So the first one that we've got queued up here is Georgia Peach. Tell us a little bit about this song.
So touring all over, we always, when we're introducing this song, Georgia Peach, it's what we call our good looking ladies down here. They're Georgia Peaches. You know, we played in Kansas last summer, and we asked them, it was like, so what do y'all call y'all's good looking ladies out here? Some drunk guy in the back was like, we call them cans asses. All right. Of course, you play in Alabama and they're like, sissy? No. That's different. Yeah. Sorry. Bad joke. Sorry, Alabama. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But
that's like a title blog. I don't know. That's funny.
But y'all are Alabama fans are going to shoot me.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I'm an Auburn fan, so
oh, there you go. Alabama there you go. So is our manager. So there you go.
There you go. All right.
So it's just one of those fun songs. It took on a few different titles, and it was we really liked the riff, and the words were just like, you know, let's just have fun with it. And it's just one of those, I don't know, it's just a good feel-good song.
Absolutely. Hey, let's give this one a listen. It's Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers, and this is Georgia Peach.
She likes a whiskey in the morning, smokes a little late at night. She's my little Georgia Peach, and she makes everything all right. She drinks a whiskey in the morning, y'all. She smokes a little late at night. She's my little Georgia Peach, Lord, and she makes everything all right. Where she like fine wine. Where she tastes the sweeter, y'all. As the years go passing by, my Georgia peach, sweet little Georgia peach, my Georgia. Funny,
You know she's looking just right. I love to watch her walk. It's a damn fine sight. She might talk a little funny, y'all. You know she's looking just right. Her love snuck up on me. Love like a rattlesnake bite. Watch out, they get you, baby.
Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers, that is Georgia Peach. I am going to put it on myself to come up with whatever our Michigan term is going to be.
There you go.
I don't know yet.
You know, we're known for cherries here in Michigan, but I don't know if that quite
would hold on now.
Now that I've gotten myself in trouble with most of the female population in the state of Michigan, we are going to take a commercial break. And we will be right back with Derek Dove. From Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers.
Sconi Golf Shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are here with Derek Dove from Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. Sir, that Georgia Peach is a wonderful tune and really kind of epitomizes the sound of Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. What does it look like when you guys are in the studio and putting together the wonderful music that you present to us?
Chaos. No. No. We it's great. Either, you know, this past record, the first two records I pretty much wrote myself. I would bring the ideas to the guys and we would just kind of enhance on that. The last record, Burn It Down, and we actually just recorded a new album. But it's more of a collaborative thing where I might have an idea for a song, or JT might have an idea for a song, or Walt, you know, or Jamie, or they'll have lyrics or a riff or something. And it's very collaborative because I guess we're all from the same area. We all grew up listening to the same stuff. It's in the water, you know, it's the whole deal. We each have our influences, that are a little bit different, but then we meet on common ground. So it's, oh, we'll hear something and go, oh, let's do that. And it's like, well, that didn't quite work. Let's try this idea. And it's very collaborative. It's not like it's, you know, a fist fight. You see some of these guys and they're going, I want it this way. And it's like, it's not really like that. It's, you know, unless we're real serious about it.
But that's the kind of cohesiveness I think you need to have the success that you guys have had.
It really does help, man. It's everybody is such a strong musician in the band, and everybody has, oh my gosh, decades of experience. It's not like it's, you know, you see some of these guys who are green, or you got one guy who's the old guy of the band and everybody else is like listening to them. And, you know, it really is. We've all, you know, four separate ways and all kind of come together on this one road instead of, you know, I don't know. It's hard to put it into words at how well we actually get along. I mean, that was one of the things the some of the judges said at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis was, we could actually see that you guys like each other and like y'all are friends and, you know, you actually hang out and it's not just a business deal, you know? It's like, no, it's not for us. It's, we really enjoy, I mean, we're best friends and we're brothers on top of that. And it really does make a difference, I think, especially on the road. And, you know, it's whether I'm reaching for a chocolate donut and JT's slapping it out of my hand or,
I want footage.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
It exists. I know it does.
I'm sure it does.
But what a great way to describe the band. And I've got to believe that translates on stage. I'm up there with all my best friends playing. You know it's going to be a better show.
Absolutely. It's not put on. You know, there's no... Yeah. That's one thing you see sometimes in bands where it's a forced thing and it's all acting. You know, and I think that's where we come from is we've all been in those situations as well. We've all been hired guns. We've all been sidemen. We've all been just the, hey, I need a guitar player tonight and so-and-so. It's like, okay. So you go put on a face and you go do your thing. But when there's real emotion and real friendship and I mean, real love. I mean, this is really what it is. It's we all love the same things and we try to translate that and we just have a good time, you know, and just be our true selves and be authentic.
Yeah. It comes out in what you're playing. There's no question about that.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So Derek, the next one that we've got coming up, and again, this is one that Quarter Peep and I we probably watched this video 100 times.
Like 25 million times. So.
Okay. All right. Well, 25 million, 100, it's something.
Hey, so with all those views, y'all bought us a number two at Burger King. So there you go.
There you go. Well, this one's called Just Walk Away. And first of all, I want the car that she drives up in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that was a friend of ours.
Vehicle City. We got to have that. That's beautiful.
I want to say it was a 66 or 67 Mercury Cougar. It was a friend of ours.
It's a fine ride.
That was a fun video shoot, man. That was our first real attempt at a music video. And a buddy of ours from Florida, Jim Arbogast, come up, and he's done a lot of work with other bands and different things. He's worked with Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Georgia Thunderbolts and some different guys, and we become friends. And the song itself almost didn't make it on the album. It was one of those where I had the idea, and I'm a huge Otis Redding fan. I love soul music and old school, just feel good R&B stuff. And I had this song and I brought it to the guys while we were writing, And I was like, it just doesn't sound, you know, it sounds different than everything else. And Walt, our bass player, was like, I don't care what you say. It's going on the album, period. Like, that's it. Like, that's the song. And that version is actually was the demo version, and it made the album. We didn't re-record it. That's actually our first run through of that song that made the album.
Oh, man. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So,
well, this is a great one. Folks, I encourage you to go watch that video. We got to buy him another number two from Burger King.
Extra cheese.
There you go.
See, you want a shake with that? We got you.
I'm sure you do, baby.
This is Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. Just Walk Away.
Please just walk away. Don't turn around. Just say goodbye. At least you tried. Just walk away. But I can tell you'll end up hurting me. Saw you walk in here with that look in your eyes, trying to find love to ease that loneliness you feel at night. You have a few drinks, look the place over, see me sitting there all alone in the corner. So please just walk away. Don't turn around. Just say goodbye. At least you tried. Just walk away. Let me be. I know you mean well, but I can tell you'll end up hurting me. Turn around. Just say goodbye. Honey, at
I can tell you'll end up hurting me. Well, I know you mean well, but I can tell you'll end up hurting me.
Yes, Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers, just walk away, please. Just do that.
Get on now, woman. Jezebel.
Hey, that could go both ways.
Hey, that's true. That is true.
Hey, we are having a blast talking with Derek Dove from Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. We are going to take a quick break and come right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Derek Dove from Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. Looking forward to his trip here to our hometown of Flint, Michigan on July 7th. We're going to be seeing him out there. Hope you guys check him out too. I know, Derek, there are going to be a lot of folks after hearing this, hearing how much fun we're having with this, that are going to want to track you down as well. Where do folks find you?
Man, everything we got's on our website, DerekDove.com. DERRICK, Dove, like the bird, chocolate, soap, you know. I have to say that now every day at Starbucks. It's like, Doug? No, Dove. Dove. But no, so yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook. I got a TikTok now.
Oh, there you go.
So that might be where you can find the JT slapping the food out of my hand on TikTok.
We're all over that.
We're going to work on that video now.
Well, and I'll tell you, folks, go take a look at them on YouTube to subscribe to their channel.
YouTube.
There are some fantastic videos out there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we just try to have a good time. You know, it's about the music. It's about, you know. I don't know. It's just being real. And there's so much fake stuff now going around, and there's so much, you know, BS and hate, and you just, you know, let's just have a good time. That's all it's about.
Yeah. There's no question about that. And you guys are definitely bringing it. And we're looking forward to spending some time with you when you're up here and in our neck of the woods as well. And I know, there are going to be a lot of folks out there happy to see Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers coming to our area and to wherever else they may be playing.
What?
Get out and check them out. The last one that we've got queued up, Derek, is Queen of Broken Hearts. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So I wanted to put a straight up blues song on the album. But it's not necessarily a straight up blues song. I like my blues with a little bit of different vibe to it sometimes, instead of just a you know, just a typical 1-4-5 blues song, you know. I like to add a little bit of ear candy here and there, and it's not necessarily I try to write something different. It's just kind of how it comes out, and it's that I feel it's that kind of like Southern vibe we have that, you know, just emphasize this a little bit and a couple of different influences. And I was really on a big, honestly, on a big Whitesnake kick when I wrote this song. So we actually added the very ending, the last, I think like the last few bars is very Whitesnake-ish. We were like, hey, what would David Coverdale do, you know? So, ooh, baby.
I love it.
Ooh, baby. So,
I love it.
But yeah, it's just a great little slow blues song. Just something yeah, I mean, we just, like I said, we just like to have fun and try to write some of the best stuff we can.
Well, this is definitely one of them. This is Queen of Broken Hearts, Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers.
Before you go away, hold you in my arms, tell me everything's okay. I don't know how to feel, for you it's just another day. You're the best I've ever had, now you're taking it away. I don't play no games, 'cause I hate to lose. You're the queen of broken hearts, Lord, in the land of the blues. Yeah. I gave you all of me till there was nothing left to give. You took all my love like taking candy from a kid. I don't want to see it, babe. I want to believe your lies when you look at me with those sad, sad blue eyes. I don't play no games, 'cause I hate to lose. You're the queen of broken hearts in the land of the blues. Yeah. Another good man's heart hearts in the land of the blues. Oh yeah. games, 'cause I hate to lose. You're the queen of broken hearts. Oh, in the land of the blues.
That's Whitesnake with, oh no, I'm sorry. Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers, Queen of Broken Hearts. No, that's it. At the end of that, I'm going into a couple other Whitesnake songs right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that stuff.
Cool line, though. Another good man's heart has been laid to rest. That to me is a classic lyric. I just love that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Great tune, Derek. Hey, thank you for being with us. This has been a lot of fun.
Man, thank y'all for having me.
Well, when you get to Flint, dude, we're going to have some fun.
Hey, yeah. I'm ready. You waiting on me, up, baby. I'm ready.
We're going to have a good time. We definitely are. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Oh, my gosh. We have Abby Thomas next week.
Oh, woo-hoo! We are looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun one. I think that may be a wrap on tonight's show, although I'd like this to go on for another couple hours. This is a lot of fun. But I do want to thank our special guest, Derek Dove from Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, man, thank y'all so much for having me. We can't wait.
All right. We're going to have some fun in July.
That's
here
it.
In Flint,
y'all come
in
see
our
us.
Hometown. Absolutely. Hey, for all of you out there following us wherever you are, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube channel, we thank you so much for all your support. We appreciate what you've been doing for us. If you know more bands like Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers that you'd like us to be talking to, please drop us an email. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is where you can catch us. You want to know when we're going to go watch Derek, when we're going to go see other bands where we're out and about? VehicleCitySound.com is the website that's got that schedule on it. You know where we will be. Thanks again, Derek, for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Man, thank you all so much.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. And do good things.